Nearly two decades in the making, the Bay Delta Plan is inching toward a final document that will determine the future of water in the region. The State Water Board held 3 days of hearings where they heard analyses from a wide spectrum of state and local officials, scientists, tribal leaders, environmental groups, fishermen, farmers, and community stakeholders. Everyone agreed that the key to its ecosystem health is adequate freshwater flowing from the state's rivers through the Delta. But how to achieve that goal remains a major point of contention. State Water Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel laid out the proposed two management directions currently under consideration.
Given the value and complexity of the system, it's important that we deliberately and intentionally move through this update process with the balancing and protection of beneficial uses as our main goal. The revised proposed plan amendments contain two implementation pathways for new water quality objectives, a regulatory pathway and a voluntary agreement, or VA pathway. The VA pathway, which also constitutes regulatory requirements, allows for the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes, or HRL, flow, habitat, and related commitments to be implemented for an 8-year period with the possibility of extension.
The voluntary agreements would give farmers and water districts discretion to provide more water to flow downstream, along with funding for expanded riparian habitat to support salmon spawning and rearing. The alternative is a regulatory approach which mandates that up to 55% of the river's natural flow could run to the Delta. Devin Pierce is lead scientist for Friends of the River.
The strong consensus that everyone agrees on is that flow is the master variable. This is a phrase that I've seen in your own board's documents, staff reports, and elsewhere, because it's true. That statement is the fact that that flow is what influences the success or failure of all the other actions that may be taken under VAs or any other plan. It is really what's driving the health of the system. As you've heard already, the VAs offer very limited additional flows, and they don't have the protections that we would like to see backing those up.
Agriculture is part of the Delta's legacy, with 500,000 acres of prime farmland impacted by water quality and the need for sufficient seasonal flow. Steve Herringer is a seventh-generation Delta farmer. He reports that toxic algae blooms and salinity have become growing concerns in recent years. Herringer noted that the original Bay Delta Plan called for 75% of unrestricted river flows as the baseline for ecosystem health, and warns that the 55% allowed in the plan update will have devastating impacts.
Our great concerns are not against sharing excess water with other state water users, but rather doing so in a way that protects and preserves the incredible blessings of the largest land estuary and the habitat it supports for future generations. It's absolutely clear that the overdrafting of water out of the system causes irrefutable and irreversible damage to water quality and environmental sustainability.
Commercial and sport fishing are also important industries implicitly dependent on water quality and well-managed flow from reservoirs. Andy Giuliano is a third-generation Californian who operates a fishing charter boat business out of the Port of Alameda.
I've been fishing these waters since 1972. To us and our customers, salmon isn't just a line item in a budget or a statistic in a report. It's the heartbeat of our community. In the Bay Area, salmon is more than an industry. It's a tradition that binds us together. I've seen firsthand how a single successful season can sustain the local economy from tackle shops to the restaurants. I've also recently seen the heartbreak of a shutdown, forcing some to sell their boats, others into early retirement. Sharing salmon is a meal and a ritual of Californians that is currently under threat. When you drain the rivers, you aren't just moving water, you're emptying our plates and our pockets.
Advocates for the voluntary agreements point to some success in early experiments. In the McElmeny River, East Bay Mud brought back salmon runs with a hatchery operation and habitat improvement. San Francisco Baykeeper's science director, John Rosenfeld, contended that approach will only increase water flow by 1%. Not enough to make enough of a difference in the status quo.
If you adopt the voluntary agreements, this is your legacy. Extinction of native fish species, loss of beneficial uses associated with commercial and recreational fishing, tribal cultural uses, recreation, etc. You have another choice, which is to implement flow standards, flow objectives that would actually have some chance of achieving viability and reasonable protection of beneficial uses, but the voluntary agreement and the water supply adjustments as proposed are not those alternatives.
Another complication for the Bay Delta Plan update is the long-term operating instructions from the Federal Bureau of Reclamation. The agency recently announced its intent to maximize water deliveries to the Central Valley Project. That will divert even more water from the struggling estuary. The Water Board indicated that a regulatory backup plan will be in place if the voluntary agreements don't improve the situation. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.